Welcome everyone to 11-21-18 Shamanic Mentorship Session. I'm really glad that you're here and I'm starting this official recording for those who will watch the recording later. I was just asking about the full moon. I see her come up right over the mountains, right behind my house, and she is low and just voluptuous and bright and amazing tonight. I want to call in that medicine and that beautiful full moon that will be happening 11-22 for Thanksgiving. Very auspicious, the full bounty of the full moon. I also want to honor cardinal medicine. I have about 10 cardinals that hang out in my yard and come eat bird seed every day. I have lots of animals, as y'all know, but it started out with a boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't know what birds call themselves, partners. I don't know what they call themselves, but there was a male and a female bird that were buddies. They were making babies. You know what I'm saying? Partners. They were mates. That's the word we use for animals, mates. And so they ended up having babies. Then I ended up with two sets of mates. And then this spring and this summer, there's been all these baby cardinals. So I literally would have 10 plus cardinals out there. It's one or two, just one big family out there all eating together. And I love to watch them and I love to see them all out there together because most birds are fairly territorial. So they've got to all be related to each other and their family has grown over the last few years that I've been here. And so today I'm feeling a little sad because I walked outside and one of the female cardinals, either the mama or the grandmama, was in my yard and she was dead. I think she must have gone into a window or gone into the door. I don't know. I didn't hear anything. Birds go into my window all the time and most of them just feel loopy and make it okay. And sometimes they don't. I feel like they're constantly trying to get in my house and connect with me, but I was sad to see the mama of this beautiful family had passed away. And so I actually took her body. She was in a place where I don't usually see them hang out. So I took her body over to the area where they feed. So this might sound silly to other people, but my thinking was I wanted the rest of her family to know where she was. They understand that she's died. I just want to make sure they could find her body and figure out what happened to her. Because I really believe that that birds and animals bond as a family and they recognize when one of them is no longer alive. I'm sure they have a different understanding of it than we do. So I put her there for the afternoon until this evening so that when they came to feed, they would find her there and know that she's no longer alive. And then I went back out tonight and found her, and she had said to me, she's got these beautiful, beautiful wings. Oh my goodness, they're just so tiny and precious, and this red brown with this really bright area in the front. And she said, you can have my wings, just take care of my babies. And I said, I don't need your wings to take care of your babies. I'll take care of your babies either way. She had said that to me this afternoon when I set her out for them to find her. But when I went out to just move her tonight and put her somewhere else, she was very much gifting herself and her feathers. And she just kept saying, look after my family, look after my family. So I told her I would do that. And so I'm saving her for a time when I can, it's called dressing a bird, which is kind of a strange thing to call it when you're actually removing the wings and the tail. So I've got her saved so that she won't rot or anything. And I'll keep listening. She keeps offering herself, but I don't necessarily need stuff just to have stuff. So I like to keep listening and make sure that that's really what is called to do. But it was very sweet of her to just say, you know, keep an eye on my babies. So I want to honor cardinal medicine, however you connect with that medicine. It's definitely symbolically very much connected with being willing to be seen and be big and be the center of attention, you know, that bright red color, but also connected with the lineage of the church, obviously cardinals in the Catholic Church. And I find that cardinal lets me know that someone's wanting my attention. It's generally a way of knowing that someone's, you know, needs my attention, is looking for my attention in some way. Cardinal can also signify that you could use some attention. And I also feel that because it's connected with cardinal and that bright red in the church, I find that I like to bring in that animal totem, that bird totem, for people who want to heal their relationship with the church. And they just bring a sweetness that can help heal any relationship with the institution of church that you might want to shift that relationship and heal that in some way, if that feels resonant for you. So I just wanted to honor her and honor Cardinal Medicine because they've been coming up a lot. Interestingly enough, about 20 minutes after I found her, I got a text message from a good friend who really needed my attention and really needed some support. So I was not surprised when that happened. So just calling in some lovely Cardinal Medicine. For those of you who have cardinals where you live, I understand now that they're not out on the West Coast. I had no idea. Growing up in North Carolina, it's like our state bird or something. And so I just assumed they were everywhere, just like I assumed that lightning bugs were everywhere. They're not. So we have lightning bugs and cardinals. I think that's pretty special. If you've never experienced lightning bugs in person, highly recommend it. It's very magical. So tonight, the night before what's supposed to be a day of gratitude and also ends up being a day of gluttony often for many people, followed by let's all buy a bunch of stuff all weekend. It's really shifted over the years. And so I love that we make an effort to come together with family and find gratitude. I also see, you know, the wonkiness, the lack of energetic integrity in a lot of these holidays. And I don't want to judge that or bash that. I would like to do some healing around that, though. So what I was feeling when we met a couple weeks ago was to do some shamanic journeying tonight and do some healing for the indigenous people of North America. And then as I was talking, I realized that's really just one small piece of the planet. It'd be really nice to do some healing work on behalf of all indigenous peoples. And then over the last couple of weeks, as I was sitting with this and we were getting closer to the mentorship time, I thought, that's not even enough. We can do that. You know, it just feels like, it feels like we need to go back before humans were on the planet, because this has just happened over and over and over and over. It's not, the Native Americans were just another experience of it happening. It's been happening since humans have been on the planet. I would imagine that back when the first humans were on the planet, when they found other humans, they probably didn't know what to do. Maybe they just killed them and took their stuff. I don't know. You know, it seems like this has been going on a long time. I'm totally killing anthropology right now in the way I'm talking about this, but you know what I mean. So I'm curious to see where our journey will take us tonight. I definitely want to honor the medicine of the Native Americans here. And there's so much going on right now with around immigrants and people coming to this country. And there's such a forgetting that everyone is an immigrant everywhere that they are. They did not start out there. They happen to be born there, but their people did not start there. You know, if the cradle of life is somewhere on the continent of Africa, then maybe on that continent, there's some people who were the first peoples and are not immigrants, but the rest of us are completely, if you've traced it back far enough. And I just find it interesting that we forget that empires shift and change, empires fall. The United States is an empire. It will not always be an empire, just like Rome was not always an empire. Constantinople was not always an empire. These things have changed. So to me, this is just part of the movement that will, you know, they'll read about in books, or they won't even be reading books probably by the time this is history. It'll all be on some computer situation. It'll be downloaded into their little arm computer. They'll just plug into their arm or something. But this is simply just more history being created. And there's karma in that. There's karma in that people don't remember and don't see the cycles. So definitely want to do some activating of the energetic grid on behalf of indigenous people. It doesn't matter if you're indigenous or not. It's kind to make prayers for other people, especially people that we don't know and may not feel any physical relation to. And then I'd like to extend that to Indigenous people all over the world, past, present, and future. And then I really would like to go back to the planet before humans got here, however we did that. Evolution is a mysterious thing, or it happened in 7 days, whatever your belief system is. So either way, I'd like to check out the planet before we were here and do some activating of the grid and do some prayer work and some shamanic journeying in that space, because I really feel that that will support that. Just like when we do a soul retrieval on our own, or we do healing of our little girl or little boy selves, that shifts the energy and we feel that vibration shift and over the days or months or years, and you'll feel yourself healing and shifting. I really believe we can do this for the planet too. And perhaps it's time to do a soul retrieval on behalf of Mama Gaia. Sandra was sharing something. Will you unmute Sandra, please? And Sandra, will you share what you were telling me? Sandra and I got into some great conversations while we were in Arkansas for the shamanic training this past weekend. Sandra, would you just repeat, if you don't mind, what you were sharing about the earth being alive and evolving? Remember what you were telling me? You don't?
Vaguely. Yes, I do. It was just that I see the planet as a conscious living being, just so much bigger than any of us here, and all the planets are, the sun. Every star is a conscious being. And as our solar system is moving through this particular part of the galaxy or of the universe, because our galaxy, as our whole solar system, is moving into an area that people say is of a higher intensity, our planet is going through an ascension process. The being that is Mama Gaia is also raising her vibrations as we pass through this part of the galaxy or this universe. And so it behooves us to raise our vibrations as well, so that we can ride this journey along with Mama Gaia with grace and ease. Because as she's ascending, if we're not moving up, raising our vibrations at the same time, it could get a little rough.
Thank you for sharing that. I just think it's so neat to think in terms of the planet being alive in that way, in that the planet is shifting her vibration, raising mm-hmm. her vibration, and evolving just like we are, and ascending her the ascension process of the physical planet, Pachamama, just like we are working on our ascension process. I had not really thought of it in those terms, and I like the way you shared that with me, and I'm grateful for you sharing here with the group, because we talk about the earth being alive, and I haven't really talked to anybody who's talked about the earth being in an ascension process. And I really like that idea. It wouldn't be happening for us if it's not happening for the planet, mm-hmm. for the physical planet. So that's cool. Thanks. And you can just mute her again if you'd like, so that we don't have any feedback. So thanks for sharing that. I really like that, the way you couched that, the way you presented that. I appreciate you sharing with everybody. And so with that in mind, offering soul retrieval on behalf of the planet is totally viable. Why not? And especially since she is alive just as we are. And I love how you were talking about all the planets are alive. The sun is alive. And a friend of mine says threading the eye of the needle, and this heating up and everything that we're feeling that feels more intense right now, very much to me feels like we're threading the eye of the needle right now. And that's another way to look at it. And, you know, to thread the eye of a needle takes focus and practice. And sometimes you got to do it again and again and again until you get it through there. I don't want to say get it right, because I don't know if there is a right, until it really flows through. So that's what I'd like to do tonight, if you all are open to it. So who's on the phone, 828? Can you unmute them? 828-712-0277?
Hi, it's Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks.
So you can mute that now. If you want to put her name in there, it's G-E-R-I, and you're welcome to mute her, and her phone, rather. Don't mute her, the person. I love her. Don't mute her. So we're going to do a journey now, And if you want to go ahead and get comfortable, tell your cats and dogs what you're getting ready to do so they can get comfortable. I could see cat butts. I love it. Anne's like, covered up by her cat. So just taking a moment to breathe into your belly. Let's take a couple nice belly breaths. You can take more than a couple if you'd like. If you hear a strange loud blowing noise in the background, it means my heat turned on. Don't mind that. It's just the ascension of my house. My house is heating up in the ascension process, and is cold outside. So Heather posted that she said Friday, 12:39 a.m. So technically tomorrow night, that's when the moon will be at her zenith. So if you get a chance to check her out tonight, I highly recommend it. So just going ahead and getting comfortable. Nice breaths into your belly. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for taking time to be here and connect together at the sacred fire. Thank you for bringing your good medicine to this space as we connect throughout many countries and even many countries. Sorry, I said countries twice. Many states and many countries. I did not say I'm sorry, though. I heard myself say that. For all those from the retreat who know, I'm no longer saying I'm sorry. So many states and many countries, we are connecting here around the sacred fire and really allowing the grid to activate throughout all the spaces that we are physically in right now, connecting with each other, linking together in that beautiful energetic web. Nice breath. In your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door. You can go ahead and step through that portal whenever you're ready. Finding your way into your sacred space. And just taking a moment, there's no rush. So just take a moment, connect with your sacred space. Connect with your guides. Your guides, teachers, guardians in the seen and unseen realms are welcome into that space. And I'm going to give you a moment to connect with them and see if any new guides come in as I activate this sacred temple space, invoking Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Samophon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, and Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are all together in medicine world. Only pure love and pure medicine are in this space. Invoking the beautiful spirit of Pachamama, Mother Gaia. Invoking the spirit of the sacred mountains, the sacred rivers and waters of the world. Sending healing energy to the waters, the mountains, the deserts, the plains, all the different geographies of our beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth. And see if you have any new guides that would like to work with you tonight. I'm going to invite in the Munari, psychic and energetic surgeons in the realms who can offer miraculous healing. They can work on your behalf, and they will also work to support us on behalf of Mother Earth. And for those of you who know how to activate your energetic grid, I think most of you do, but even if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. Go ahead and activate your personal energetic grid within your body. And just scan your body to see if there's any areas that need attention in your body. We got to take care of ourselves first before we do medicine work on behalf of the planet. Make sure you are feeling clean and clear and in alignment as best you can. You don't have to show up to this process perfect. Just do a scan of your body and energetic body and just really light up the areas that need that extra support. Just asking the Minari to support and assist in any psychic energetic surgeries that you would like to receive for your highest and greatest good, with grace and ease. So. Go ahead and extend that activated grid through your body and out beyond your body to fill up the room that you're in. Fill up your home, activate the light in your home, and let it flow beyond your home to your neighborhood, just continuing to light up the energy, and then it extends beyond your neighborhood to your town or your city, lighting up the energetic grid of the entire state that you're in, or wherever you are in whatever country you're in, the major area. And just allowing that to continue to extend until the whole country that you're in is just lit up and activated, pure light, pure love, and pure medicine. Just allowing that, remember to breathe into your belly as you allow that to continue to expand over the oceans, connecting in with all the other countries and continents, just slowly watching the entire planet's activated grid light up. And just continuing to see the grid of the entire planet activated and lit up, pure light, pure love, pure medicine, invoking healing and clarity, wisdom, whatever is for the highest and greatest good of Mother Earth. And leaving that grid activated, imagine yourself stepping back to look at the planet. Go ahead and rise up into the stars, into the cosmos, into the ether, so that you can actually see the whole planet, or at least one side of it. And seeing the planet floating in space, literally floating in space. Really getting that star view of the planet. And allow your imagination to see the energetic grid that we have activated covering this whole planet. And you'll see that other people are lighting up the planet as well. We're not the only ones bringing medicine work to the physical earth. You'll see other grids are activated, other Reiki energies, healing energies, ceremonial energies, and just allow all of that beautiful healing medicine to flow all through and around Pachamama. And from this star view where you can see the planet, just allow yourself to flow the energy of Source through you straight to the planet. Let's flow some healing energy. Don't drain yourself. Don't flow energy of yourself. Allow Source energy, however you perceive that, to flow through you. You can hold your hands toward the planet, or you can feel it coming out of your heart or your koshko, your core. Whatever resonates, just allow that healing energy to flow through you as a conduit. As we are all circled around the planet, just like we circle around the sacred fire. And just seeing the earth really lighting up. receiving and responding to that loving, healing energy for her, not for the people, not even for the animals, literally just for the physical planet right now. For the soil and the stone people. For the moss and the trees and the leaves and deep, 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 deep into the core of the earth, the lava, the fire, the water. And allow that healing energy to flow all the way to and through the core of the earth. I'm going to invoke the archangels to stand with us there in the stars and add their beautiful healing energy. You can call them angels, you can call them star beings. They're going to join us as we are looking at the earth together from outside of her orbit, adding their healing activated energy to this medicine work we are offering. And I want you to imagine the Earth from the space beyond her orbit, looking at her. Imagine the Earth without the people. And just allow, just slowly allow all the buildings to disappear and all the roads, all the lights. So without any fire and without any lights, one part of the earth will be under the moon and the other part of the earth will be under the sun. That's the only light. Sun, the moon, and the stars. Can you feel how quiet the energy is now that it's cleared of everything else? And there's still critters, living beings on the planet, but no humans. And I want you to feel yourself not as a human, as a star being. However that feels for you is perfect. We are transforming our human experience into a star being experience so that when we make our way back to the planet, we do not affect the planet as a human. We have no effect on the planet at all because we're able to keep our energy separate as our star being self. However that works for you is perfect. So transforming into your star being experience, your star being form, energy. Let's make our way back to the planet. You can just, the planet is really big. There's room for all of us to find a spot where there's nobody else around. And you know that there's other star beings from our group somewhere on the planet, but they're not close by. So you have the safety of knowing that you're not alone, that comfort, while also being able to be completely by yourself. And let's just take a moment and sit with the planet in this way. Take a nice deep breath into your belly. And let's take a moment and make our way back up into the stars, where we can all look upon the planet together. And we're going to rewind, just like in a movie, rewind the Earth back to when she was first born. So we're rewinding until there's no animals, no reptiles, no dinosaurs. There's no little beings swimming throughout the waters. Just keep rewinding and rewinding and rewinding. Back until there's this beautiful planet, what we call stone. Maybe there's water, maybe there's not at the beginning. This is billions of years ago. We're going to rewind back to the birth, Pachamama. Planets are birthed, just like stars are birthed, just like we are birthed. And here we are, awaiting the birth of this beautiful planet that we will call home billions of years later. Just in your sacred imagination, allow yourself to see her birthed from the universe, from the multiverse, into the universe, into the multiverse. Let's offer up a soul retrieval on behalf of Pachamama. And you can repeat after me if you'd like, or you can just listen. And we're going to say this on her behalf. So I, Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, Pachamama, planet, call myself to myself. I receive all of my soul aspects into my planet self now with grace and ease. Throughout lifetimes and timelines, throughout dimensions and realms, throughout multiverses, transmuting and transforming any unhealthy energies that do just not support and serve the highest and greatest good of planet Earth. So be it, it is so. We offer these prayers on behalf of this place we call planet, we call Earth, we call Mother. And watching the planet take a deep breath into her planet belly as we do the same. As we gently, slowly watch things start to fast forward, so that there are swimming critters and things starting to manifest on the planet. Plants, old ancient plants like ferns and moss, things that are very old. These beautiful energies beginning to manifest what we call life here. Watching the oceans come into being and the land masses shifting and moving and changing, and the ice ages and the heat ages and the ascension of this living mother over billions of years. And that's before people got here. So watching the first beings that we call humans coming onto the planet and offering on behalf of all beings soul retrieval, calling themselves to themselves throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms with grace and ease. And activating the soul retrieval on behalf of all beings. Even as we see the earth turning and more humans are coming onto the planet. More and more plants, more and more animals. Land masses and water still shifting and changing. Continuing the activation of all these soul retrievals for all ancestors, all the ancient ones who came before. Activating these gentle soul retrievals with grace and ease for all humans and all beings on the planet. Through all empires, through all wars, through all countries dominating other countries and regimes dominating other regimes, just offering up and inviting and invoking soul retrieval, soul retrieval, soul retrieval with grace and ease, calling themselves back to themselves throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, throughout multiverses. And even the peoples that we invoke as indigenous, that we call and see as indigenous peoples of these lands, invoking soul retrieval on behalf of all indigenous people, calling themselves back to themselves with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, and throughout multiverses. All of these soul retrievals invoking healing, harmony, balance, health, wholeness, pure love, pure medicine, freedom, joy, community, all the energies that support the highest and greatest good of all beings and support the highest and greatest good of the planet. Continuing with grace and ease, remember to breathe into your belly. As we continue to invoke soul retrievals for all peoples on the planet, all the way up until what we call today. Right up to this very moment when you're listening to my voice. Calling ourselves to ourselves. Throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, throughout multiverses. Invoking gentle and graceful soul retrieval on behalf of all beings throughout time, especially on this planet we call Earth. Just allowing yourself to breathe into your belly as we let these energies integrate. This is a lot of soul retrievals. We are invoking grace and ease, invoking soul retrievals on behalf of the sun and the moon and all the planets that we know of and all the planets we don't know of and all the stars seen and unseen. Invoking soul retrieval for the universe, for the multiverse, for the black holes, for the energies being created and uncreated every second, for the quarks, for all the things, known and unknown, graceful, gentle, easeful soul retrieval throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms, throughout multiverses, universes, throughout things that we don't even conceive of yet. Grace and ease, grace and ease, grace and ease, integration, integration, integration. Remembering to breathe into your belly and allow the earth to keep turning into what we call future. Invoking soul retrieval for even more humans coming onto the planet, more animals, more beings that we can't even conceive of, technologies, understandings, wisdom, communities and connections that we don't even know yet. And allowing the earth to continue her ascension for thousands of years, for millions of years, for billions of years. Continuing the graceful, easeful soul retrievals, as well as invoking healing on behalf of Mother Earth, even as we see her, what we would call growing old. The planet will transition just like we all do, what we call death and rebirth. So follow this energy to its natural conclusion. The Earth will shift, she will change. At some point, she will no longer sustain what we call life. Just like we will no longer sustain life, it is the natural way of things. So continuing to invoke soul retrievals on behalf of all beings as we watch the earth continue to turn and spin and turn and spin until all the humans are gone, until all the plants are gone, until all the animals are gone, all the insects are gone. And once again, it's simply the death and rebirth of this place we call Gaia. And see yourself in your little bubble of light, in the star being, sitting on the planet once again, now that nothing is here, just like when she was born. And now she will be born again in what we call death. And there's nothing here once again. Quiet. And just take a moment to honor her life, to honor all the beings she has carried and loved for and birthed, including us. In this place where there are no plants, there's no tobacco to gift. In this place where there's no fire to create ritual and ceremony in that way. Find a way to honor her without all the tools and all the stuff that we get so attached to. Find a way from your heart to honor her heart. And it's okay to feel grief. It's okay to honor her through sadness, allowing that to transmute and transform into the wisdom and understanding that all things pass into the no thing. And you feel complete. If you'd like, you can kiss Mother Gaia. Just like you would kiss your grandmother on the cheek after she has transitioned and passed on. Making your way back out into the stars. Flowing healing energy to the beautiful planet as she continues her ascension in the realms and is no longer in her physical earth body. And then when you're ready, take a nice gentle breath into your belly and make your way back to what we call this present moment. Here on this beautiful living planet we call Mother, all the people and the plants and the animals and all the critters and the things, all the living energies, seen and unseen, known and unknown. And as you make your way back onto the planet, transitioning from your star being form back into your beautiful, luminous, divine human form, Making your way back into your sacred space with your guides, your teachers, your tools, all the beautiful things that we love to connect with physically and in the realms. Just take a moment with your guides to honor this beautiful living earth. And now we have all sorts of things we can give her, because now there's all these living things, the water, flowers, the herbs. If you'd like, you can connect in with all the beings right now that are in their form of prayer, their version of ceremony, their expression of gratitude for life, the fires that are in ceremony, the water ceremonies, the sacred lodges, the temples, even the churches and synagogues, those who are out in the forest, connecting in with the tree temples, deserts, the plains, the oceans, all the beings that are in prayer, ceremony, and gratitude right now at this moment. We energetically link our beautiful medicine with theirs in deep gratitude and honoring of this planet, the pujas, the flower offerings, the offerings of milk and honey, the kneeling in devotion, placing your lips on the earth, placing your forehead on the ground, standing tall and feeling your feet, your bare feet touching the soil, the grass, the stones, the water, the sand. There are many ways to kneel and kiss the earth. Find the way that is most resonant for you. Find your path of devotion and gratitude in a way that resonates for your heart, your body, your mind, your soul, your energy. And if you'd like, you can think of a tangible way from this time forth, you can continue to honor our mother, Gaia, Pachamama, Earth. Might be through prayer, it might be through kneeling, it might be through singing, it might be through playing an instrument, gifting flowers, gifting herbs, ceremonies. It's as expansive as your imagination. It's as expansive as your willingness. It's as expansive as your personal devotion. And it can be as simple as waking up every morning and saying, thank you. Thank you, Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just basking in the glow of all that gratitude. I can feel each of you. I can see you shining And that gratitude and the light that exudes from that, let's just exude that gratitude light to all the planet right now, especially people who are suffering, who are not feeling able to be in a place of gratitude, to all the families that are coming together and all the people who are not able to come together with families, to all the indigenous peoples who have not been honored. Just extend this gratitude to each of them, seeing the light within them light up. Just exuding thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't necessarily change it all right now or heal it all right now. We can bring a lot of medicine through thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Invoking that all humans on this planet will remember the importance of devotion and gratitude for this planet, our mother, our father, our ancestor planet, our grandmother, our grandfather planet. This planet that gives us life every single moment. Spirit, source, divinity, all that is, please help the beings we call human remember. Help us remember, bringing all our members back to ourselves, all our connections, all our relations. Aho Matakuyasa. Help us remember there is no other. Help us to feel and see the connection of all the oneness between humans, plants, animals, mineral, vegetable, earth, ether, all of it. Elements. Help us remember we are children of this earth. Help us respect our elders. And breathing into your belly. Just bringing this luminous divine energy within. As you step back through your portal, of course, telling your guides, thank you. Your way back into the beautiful space where you're sitting right now, remembering that everything around you comes from the earth. Every single thing, every synthetic thing, every created thing, your computer, your shoes, your clothing, your food, the television, the chairs, the spackle that goes on the ceiling, all of it, literally everything around you was somehow created from things on this planet. Even if we completely manipulated all the things into something else, it all came from here, from this planet. Take that in for a moment. Just take that in. Everything is from Mother Earth. Every single thing. Electricity, wires, telephones, even things that don't seem like they're from the earth, they didn't come from somewhere else. They're straight from our mother. She gave us all of this, so it is all good. How we use it is up to us. Everything she gives us is medicine. Everything she gives us is medicine. Thank you, Pachamama. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Gaia. Thank you, Earth. And breathing into your belly as you close your portal door. And I'd actually like to just give everybody time to just sit and be with the planet in quiet, in your own meditation, in your own way. I would encourage you to take time right now to breathe and meditate on what your way of kneeling and kissing the earth is. What is your way of devotion? What is your way of gratitude? And what are ways that you can be very simply, tangibly expressing that every single day? So I will leave you in this meditation. Thank you for being here. And continue this meditation as Madison ends the recording. Blessed day of gratitude.